I want to get to my next item now, though, because we have the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council with us on the line, Councillor Mike Foley of Fine Gael. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Julian. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, you were in Dublin yesterday. You were at a birthday party, King Charles's, is that right?
I was, Jory, yeah. I got an invitation from the British ambassador to Ireland, Cara Owen, to attend the King's birthday. Now, the extraordinary thing is his birthday hadn't gone until the 14th of November.
Yes. Oh, but yes,
the 14th
okay.
of November, actually. Yeah, he's going to be 78 on the 14th of November. But I was just looking it up, and it says George II, like 300 years ago, his birthday was in November as well, and he was going celebrating it, and the weather wasn't favourable. He wanted it outdoors, so they changed it to June. So I suppose if you're the king, you can change the date of your birthday when you're celebrating. Yes. So it was a nice event. Minister Helen McEntee was there representing the government, and there was a large crowd there, and the weather held out as well. It was out in the gardens of the British Embassy in Glencairn in Murfreestown in Dublin.
Okay, all right, so that's where it actually was, and a huge crowd. Other mayors probably there in Cathaoirleach from around the country as well.
Yeah, I see the mayor of Dublin was there, and I think the mayor of Cork was there, because there was when I went in at the start, there was a meet and greet by the ambassador, and she told me that the Cork mayor was there as well. Now I didn't get to meet because there was a large crowd there, but it was a nice event actually.
It certainly was. And look, it's important at the time that there's a lot of political stuff going on between Ireland and England, but it's important to keep relations positive. King Charles did visit Kerry as well when he was Prince Charles a number of years ago.
That's right. And maybe he might visit again. And I hope the ambassador can come as well to Kerry. That's something that I'll be sending an official email to her today, just to ask her to come to the county, and it might pave the way for King Charles to come as well.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. Okay, Mike, wanted to ask you on a separate issue aside from that, of big concern to a lot of people in your area, in North Kerry, in West Limerick, even reaching up into Clare as well, and that is the future of Áthanaise Illumina. A lot of attention internationally on it at the moment. The European Union have left it off its sanctions list for Russia because the European Union needs Illumina as well, even though there are concerns about ties to Russia and what's going on there. What's your view on all of the attention on it? More stories this morning in the papers about Áthanaise Illumina and its future.
Yeah, look, tis frightening. Look, if you look at the employment side of it, there's 475 directly employed below there by Áthanaise Illumina, and then there's 385 people employed by contractors. And I suppose directly or indirectly, you have nearly 1,000 jobs. For the in the plant, you know, there's a report going on at the moment, and we'll see what has to come out of that report. But you have to look at two parts of it. I suppose one of it is the people that are working there, and the other side of it then is that report. What's going to come out in that report? I tell you, you know, we're so connected here in the Shannon Estuary. Look, if Limerick or even Clare, where we're connected through a Tarbert ferry, sneezes, we'll catch a cold here, especially in North Kerry.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why, you know, for the last year, I suppose, I've been working on something where I'm trying to bring the three counties together, Clare, Limerick and Cork. And next Tuesday, I'm actually meeting our mayors from Limerick and Clare. One of the discussions would be the effects of Áthanaise Illumina, and we'll be talking about the Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force as well, of course. And that we can come together as three counties, you know, to put pressure on the government to invest heavily on the Shannon Estuary.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. The future of the company is being talked about, the importance of it, because You can look at the links to Russia and all like Deripaska and all of that. Mm. But on the other side of it, the European Union is looking at its own borders and what it produces within them and its need for alumina. There's another metal that there's a suggestion from the company they could start making, which is called gallium, which is a critical raw material used to make semiconductor chips. It can be produced during the process of making aluminum. And the vast majority of supply of that mineral is controlled by China, and Europe want to get away from dependency on Beijing for that. So a lot needs to be looked at for the which could secure the future of the plant. Maybe in other hands, maybe not. But at the same time, that could be a key part of it.
It is, yeah. And look, it provides a huge amount of alumina as well to Europe. So is the company too big to fail? Do you know, for us, it's about employment. My own father actually worked down there during the construction of it in the 80s. So it's going back that far, and how important it is to the area. And it's important to Europe as well, across the supply of alumina. So it's a huge plant down there. There'd be concerns as well if it closes, what would happen to the whole plant down there, that is a huge concern. And of course, just down the road from there, you have Whites. I think Whites is closed at the moment. That'd be another knock if something happened down there.
Yeah, it certainly would, that's for sure. Okay, we'll keep a close eye on that investigation, that report when it comes out. But Mike, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. That's the Mayor Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Councillor Mike Foley. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.